Right now, it is time not for Mrs. Smith. It is time for Dr. Judy Werpman and Food for Mood. Judy is the co-author of The Serotonin Power Diet, serotoninpowerdiet.com, and Simon Loses His Tummy. And ladies and gentlemen, here she is, Dr. Werpman. Good morning.
Good morning to both of you. A very interesting discussion. I sort of wish I lived in your neighborhood.
You would try to find it, right?
Right.
You and other Dr. Werpman would try to find it.
Yeah. I don't
doctor
think so.
Doctor and doctor. I do. I do.
Anyway,
they're very intrepid and cultured.
One of the things I wanted to talk about today was how somehow food finds its way into our mouths when we had absolutely no intention of putting it there. And it's a problem I think that most of us face. In fact, quite literally, you know, we're walking past the kitchen where, you know, where we work, and somebody has brought in a leftover birthday cake from home, or perhaps from a celebration the day before. Or as happened to me fairly recently, I was making an appointment in my doctor's office, and on the counter in front of the receptionist desk, there's a gigantic bowl of Hershey Kisses. And I practically had to sit on my hands while I was standing up, but you know, in order not to dip my fingers into that bowl and take out a Hershey Kiss and start munching on it. Or you put out some nuts or chocolates or what have you for company, and then they leave the next day, the nuts and the chocolate or what have you are still out there on a bowl, and you're walking past, and well, before you know it, you're munching on that handful of nuts, or you throw some M&Ms in your mouth with absolutely no previous intention of doing that kind of eating. Or you're, you know, this often happens, you're in a street fair, and the smells of sausage and onions or what have you, you're wafting through the air, and you think, oh, I think I'll eat something. You may have had lunch, 15 minutes earlier, but wow, there's an opportunity to eat, and therefore I'm going to eat. In fact, to me, it's sort of the definition of, the seafood diet. You know, I see it, S-E-E, and I eat it. And the problem, Jill, with this kind of what I call opportunistic eating, it's actually not my word, and it is a term that is used, by people who are trying to figure out what's happening in the obesity area, is that we really had no intention of doing this kind of eating, and we have practically no memory of having done so. I mean, if I had taken those Hershey Kisses and you had asked me the next day, well, did you have any snacks during the day? No memory, in the mouth, out of sight, and certainly not in the memory banks. And yet, for people who confront food all the time, and, it's really hard sometimes not to, we really can eat enough calories so that if you're trying to, lose weight or trying not to gain weight, even those 200 or 300 extra calories of a handful of this and a mouthful of that really can have an effect on your diet. And yet nobody will know that you've eaten those calories, including yourself. And it's a really a hard problem to address.
Yeah.
And even if you, have one of those apps on your phone, they allow you to record what you're eating each day.
You don't even notice it, though.
You're not recording that you had, three M&Ms or a handful of nuts because it doesn't make it to the level of consciousness.
Yeah, it's amazing. I've seen it happen. I watch it happen, and there's zero awareness of it. So, what do you think the average caloric intake is on that?
It's not monumental. It's not as if you just ordered, a half a cheesecake and eaten it. But if you are, let's just say you're trying to stick to, I'll make an 1,800 calories diet or a 1,400 calorie diet, and you don't really measure your food that carefully, but you're pretty well aware of what you're eating, and you're trying to not add ingredients like salad dressing, for example, or a lot of cheese or butter, that's going to add calories to your daily intake. So you're pretty careful about that. Okay, so you're on that diet, but then you add 200 to 300 calories a day. Think about how many calories would be in a handful of nuts, or you just nibble on that coffee cake that's left in the office kitchen because somebody, didn't want it around her kitchen, so she brought it in so you could eat it. So you're picking up a slice of coffee cake, 300 calories, but you're not even aware of it. It's there. Or how would you, you know, the thing that I've seen happen, and I'm sure you have too, you go to a restaurant that you may not have been to before, so you have no idea how big the portion sizes are, and you order what you think is a normal size portion, and all of a sudden you get, and I've seen this happen, you know, a bowl full of pasta that you could bathe the baby in, you know, that's how big the bowl is. Or, you know, you order some chicken and you get this chicken breast that is as big as a vulture, you know, spread across your plate, and you think, oh, well, I didn't order it, but I can eat it because, you know, they gave it to me, and therefore I'm allowed to eat it without any guilt. I mean, it's this crazy kind of reasoning that we do when we feel that we've been giving a gift of food, and how can we turn a gift of food, you know, like a gift horse in the way, away from us. And so we tend to overeat, and then we don't even calculate the number of calories we've had. Or people order a dessert for the table. Well, I'm not going to take any bite. This because I'm on a diet. Oh, I'll take a nibble. Oh, I'll take another nibble. That's opportunistic eating. And so it's just enough to stall the diet. It's enough to feel, oh, the diet is failing me. Well, of course, you're not. You're failing the diet. And really, the only way to do it, and it's hard, is to say no to yourself. You can't just sort of wink at the food and put it in your mouth. You have to say, I'm not going to eat food that I wasn't planning on eating. And that's it. And it takes a lot of discipline to do that. But I really think it's an overlooked, you know, or opportunistic eating is an overlooked reason why so many people can't follow a diet and lose weight.
Oh, right. It's like hidden costs. It's the same reason people can't budget. They think
right.
that, you know, they look at their bills, right? So I owe this to the, you know, I've got to pay this for my mortgage and this for the electric and this for the, I'm making this up. But
sure.
They don't talk about, they don't really focus on their walking around money.
Yeah. Or you see something on sale and say, oh, I'll buy it because I'm not going to be paying full price, realizing you don't have the money to buy it at all.
Right.
You still have to pay the electric bill, right?
Exactly. But they never it doesn't work that what I'm saying is, you know, there's the official bills that you budget, and then there's the
yes.
regular, well, you know, this is my what we used to call walking around money. This is my a coffee or sandwich or whatever, and
yeah.
that's the money that that
yeah,
there's.
I mean, it's like, you know, you order a sandwich, and it comes with potato chips. Well, how many people, but there are some, will say, no, I'm not going to eat those potato chips, put them in a napkin, and put them away from the plate. I, you know, what, 1%?
Yeah.
The rest of us will at least pop a few into our mouths and think, oh, I shouldn't be eating this. But it's so hard not to. And when, you know, we live in such an affluent society where really there is food every place. I was on an airplane yesterday, and, of course, the flight attendant came by with pretzels or cookies and drinks. And, you know, how many of us would say, because you're bored at that point and thinking, oh, I've got a few more hours to go. Maybe if I eat my way through that hour, you know, I'll be less bored. And so you take the pretzels or the cookies, and then, you know, if you really look hungry, the flight or needy, your flight attendant will throw you another package of cookies, and you eat it, and you get off the plane, and you think, oh, I'm hungry. I haven't eaten anything for hours. you, as I said in my piece I sent you, if you're walking down the street and you see a $10 bill lying on the sidewalk, you pick it up. You remember that. If you're walking past, you know, an office where you're going and you see a bowl of candies and you eat that, you don't remember that. And it's just like we've got to become attentive to what we're doing. You know, it's called mindfulness, and it's usually related to, you know, looking at what's on your plate when you start eating a real meal. But it's, you know, being attentive all the time until it becomes a habit. And you know, I think unless people do this, they're just going to continue failing and losing weight, and they won't have any clue as to why. Oh, it's my metabolism. No, it's what you've been eating.
Yeah, and that mindfulness guidance can be used in a lot of different areas, just in case you get tired of doing it with food, right?
Yeah. Oh, well, so, you know, maybe, and I'll tell you one last thing. I was on the plane, and I did get the pretzels because they were only 80 calories, and I thought, okay, I'll have some. I hadn't had lunch, but it's fine. I can't open the bag.
That's right.
You know, I really was too embarrassed to open it with my teeth, so I didn't eat it, but it hurt.
They're hermetically sealed, some of those bags.
If we've made snacks hard to eat because you can't open the bag, you know, unless you take an axe,
That's a good, which you can't get on the plane. I think that's a really good idea, actually. You're onto something here. I see large bags of money in our future. Thank you very much, Dr. Judy Woodruff.
The unopenable snack, that's right. You can sell it, you can look at it, you can have your mouth water, but you're not going to be able to eat it unless you come armed, you know, with a machete to
right.
open it.
Talk about a public service. Thank you
right.
very much, Dr. Judy Wortman, Food for Moose.
And, of course, you can hear Judy Wortman right here on a Thursday morning on Robin Hood Radio.